Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be a little fog for a time this morning. Otherwise, it'll be turning sunny by this afternoon. We will have a high in the neighborhood of 67 degrees, kind of like yesterday. Right now, starting things out in Kenosha, 53 degrees, 52 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 53, and it's 52 in Racine. Rejecting a Committee of the Whole recommendation, the Racine Common Council voted last night to include $355,000 in additional borrowing with the 2016 capital improvement budget to pay for sidewalk maintenance, rejecting a return to the assessment method or a yearly tax on properties. Alderman Jeff Coe said the city can't be kicking people out of their homes.
We have to come up with a solution. This is a stopgap measure. We can revisit this next year. I just think we need to look at what we have going on as people age here. I have people that have called me and say, I pay for everything of myself. But there's going to come a time when they're going to be on fixed incomes, and we have to think of everybody. We're supposed to be a city of people that care about each other.
Alderman Ray DeHaan said it's a tax his constituents do not want.
A question I would have is, who and what sidewalks would they be replacing? If you look at whether you're still throwing a tax indirectly on the property owners. And I thought, you know, the gray-haired teenagers in my area, they're older on the outside but young on the inside, are telling me they don't want any tax.
Council also approving a resolution to include the additional capital borrowing in the yet-to-be-finished 2016 budget process. Mayor John Dickert says the focus on sidewalks going forward will be trip hazards. The Racine Council backs a redevelopment authority recommendation to use up to $30,000 from the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Account for a study about extending Metra train service from Kenosha. Alderman Henry Perez said millennials want public transportation, and with rebranding efforts underway, this is about Racine's future.
It seems to me that public transportation, and in particular a rail system that would go to Chicago, would be critical to a city like ours that we're trying to grow and rebrand. I'm concerned that the study alone is going to cost $30,000, but looking at the fact that it comes from the intergovernmental funds is helpful.
Meanwhile, Alderman Jim Kaplan hopes the study takes into account past data, including cost, and that the train service will not mean a tax.
There was like a 2-to-1 difference in tax support compared to ticket price. So I would hope that there would be no taxes to support the riders, just like we voted against the sidewalk fee because of people who had no sidewalks.
Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski said the study will focus on just an extension to Racine versus a 2009 sewer PAC study for a commuter link and what was called KRM. The vote to fund the train study was unanimous by the council. Funding to extend Metra service to Racine, including from the state, that would be a major hurdle in the future, depending on what the study reveals in terms of the cost. It's basically the same funding plan, but for a few changes, and it carries a zero increase in the overall levy, and that's why the Racine County Board unanimously approved the 2016 budget. Supervisor Janet Bernberg labeling it a great budget offered by the county executive.
6 years in a row now, we've had flat levy. Of course, we don't know how much longer it's going to go on, but it's wonderful. I want to thank the cabinet, who has worked prodigiously on the budget, and all the staff members.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave deflecting praise for a new work experience coffee shop initiative at the Workforce Development Center, giving that to Human Services Director Hope Otto.
She had come to me and asked about a work program in the Cornwolf building that could have some demonstrated work experience with our W-2 participants, or perhaps even some of our juvenile detention detainees.
As for the budget for next year, the county's tax rate going to be set with next week's board vote on the levy, and depending on local assessments, it should be comparable to this year's figure of $3.66 per thousand of assessed valuation. And in Milwaukee, the city council approves a budget for next year, which includes funding another 120 additional police officers, which is 20 more than Mayor Tom Barrett included in his budget plan. The body of a man found along the summer shoreline of Lake Michigan last weekend has been identified as a missing Racine man. Kenosha County Sheriff Sergeant Dan Ruth says how 40-year-old Robert Dermody died has not yet been determined, but foul play is not suspected. Dermody's car discovered parked last month on Kennedy Drive in Kenosha, his dog still inside. A search of the nearby Pike River by the county's dive team was unsuccessful. A man walking along the shoreline in the 900 block of Sheridan Road came across the body Sunday morning. Evidence it had been in the water for a while. After waiving extradition in Lake County, Illinois Circuit Court yesterday afternoon, Andrew Obregon's back in Kenosha County to face charges. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
He's been held in the Lake County Jail since October 13th, when he was arrested in Winthrop Harbor after allegedly taking a woman's car in Kenosha County and fleeing from officers on foot after that car was disabled by its OnStar system. Obregon is a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man whose body was found in a Town of Paris cornfield in September. He has not yet been formally charged in that case, but is facing several other charges related to several chases with law enforcement over the course of nearly 2 weeks. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Racine man facing two counts of physical abuse of a child for allegedly throwing two children because they'd been arguing. 27-year-old Jason Lopez accused of picking up a 6-year-old boy by his head and also his crotch and slamming him to the ground. He's also accused of grabbing a 9-year-old girl by the head and throwing her against a garbage can, causing her to be, quote, lightheaded. Lopez is going to be back in court next week, ordered to have no contact with those children. Last night, the Sturtevant Village Board said it will revisit the increases in the parking fees at the train station enacted just a few weeks ago. Jennifer Torres presenting the board with what she called a cost analysis, indicating the increases are too high and will cause a hardship for many who ride the train.
If you can see by the numbers here, riders are consistently losing money that totals up to sometimes thousands of over $1,000 a month versus just driving.
She said she spoke to officials in Glenview, Illinois, found out they offer a yearly pass, which Sturtevant does not. Village Board recently voted to increase the daily parking pass from $5 to $7 and the monthly pass from $60 to $80. A yearly pass not available at this point, but the trustees expressed an interest in looking into offering such a pass and perhaps adjusting the rate increases for next year at next week's committee meetings. And Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has an election battle against Democrat Russ Feingold in a year, but he's more focused on issues affecting the country as a whole.
Pay no attention to those public opinion polls at this point. They are completely meaningless. I think most people are going to look at this race, and it's going to be a close race. It's going to come down the wire. And, from my standpoint, yeah, there's no doubt about it. There have been bigger issues.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Senator Johnson said medical marijuana is a complex issue that needs a lot more study. On immigration, he said that border fencing is part of the solution, along with things like incentives and technology. And he believes that new House Speaker Paul Ryan knows coordination between the House and Senate is key. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news throughout the day. Whenever you want it, go on the webpage, look for our newscast in podcast form. They are in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.